You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Tuesday evening, and the most interesting thing in tech is a story that ran in Bloomberg about YouTube. And it's a long investigative piece about the problems with YouTube's algorithms. So I think one of the big stories in 2019 is going to be YouTube getting critiqued the way that Facebook was critiqued over the last couple of years. Right? So Facebook's reckoning really started after the election of 2016, the revelations of fake news on the platform, the revelations of Russian operations, questions about how the algorithm worked, Facebook trying to deal with it. Facebook has gone through a cycle where the whole company has been reoriented around dealing with this problem. YouTube has been in some of the same conversations, been in some of the same mix, but has not taken nearly the heat that Facebook has. But we're starting to see a lot of critiques of YouTube, right? Critique that it is a radicalization engine. Critique that it is spreading conspiracy theories. Critiques that awful things happen to children on YouTube. All of which are true, and all of which are due in part to the recommendation engine, which recommends ever more extreme videos, whatever kind of content you're looking at. Right? So you go onto YouTube and you look for a basketball video, and soon you'll be looking into dunks, and then dunks that break the backboard, and like crazier and crazier things happen. Anyway, so that is the issue with YouTube. So the story of Bloomberg is a big investigation of the kind that we're starting to see a lot of. And it breaks down, talks to a number of former employees who resentful at the company, who say that the company had opportunities to stop the misinformation and the conspiracy theories and that they traded it off for growth. One former executive who's actually blocked the YouTube domain on his at his own house because of something his children saw. So I think the lesson is we're about to have a moment of reckoning for YouTube. And will they have a learn from Facebook? Will they be able to solve the problem? And so how will they solve the problem? It's going to be one of the great stories to watch in 2019. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.